You're listening to Z Talks with your host, Z.
Welcome back to the podcast, Brad. Really happy you guys could be with me today. Real quick, I'm sorry for the inactivity on my page and on the podcast. It's been a very hectic 2 weeks, a lot of traveling and a lot of figuring stuff out to prepare for the upcoming 2 weeks, which is me moving away to college in the States. So that's very hectic, probably going to be another delay for the next podcast. I don't know how long, probably 2 weeks again, but thank you for bearing with me. Thank you for tuning in today. I really do appreciate it. Another thing, music by Unbloom, intro, outro. Great guy, great artist, go check him out. Anyways, let's dive right into this episode. So in this episode, we're doing a Throwback Thursday. So what does that mean? I'm creating a new segment for basically every single Thursday, or at least I'm going to try every single Thursday. I can't really promise that, but I'm going to do my best to try for every single Thursday to do a Throwback Thursday of just like a little story of what I can share with you guys. And this story is probably one of my favorite stories. This one is the infamous shit and run story. So essentially, I can give you a quick backstory. Grade 8, I had a girlfriend. She was batshit crazy. That's all you really need to know. So one day, I'm over at her house, and this is supposed to be like a date night kind of thing in grade 8. So what's a date night in fucking grade 8? Probably shit all. Anyways, so I'm there, and she's like, oh, I want to cook for you. So what does she do? She makes tuna salad sandwiches. And, oh my god, these were the most disgusting sandwiches I've ever eaten in my life. But if you're in a relationship with somebody, you have to understand that even if what they do is absolutely shit, you have to support them. Kind of like what my girlfriend does with me and my podcast. Even though it's completely shit, she's still supporting me. Shout out to her. You're the real MVP. Anyways, so I'm telling her, oh, it's great, and it really wasn't. It was so bad. I come from a household where my family takes pride in the food that they make, and this was just the nastiest sandwich I've ever had. It completely ruined tuna for me, ruined tuna salad for me, ruined a tuna salad sandwich for me. I can never, ever go back. So, matter place, slowly but surely making my way through the sandwich, even though I'm nearly gagging every single time and convulsing that I take a bite. But I'm doing it. I'm eating it. And, you know, I finally finish it. And then she's like, oh, you know, movie time. So go upstairs, start watching a movie. And like about an hour into the movie, like hour 15, all I hear is like a little in my stomach, right? And I'm like, shit, I don't think that this tuna salad sandwich is sitting well. And so I get up, I go to the washroom, and I'm like, hey, I'll be right back. And I go to the washroom, and I shit, and I sit, well, I do both. I sit and I shit. And this is, oh my god, guys, this was like the biggest turd I've ever had in my life. It was so bad that I literally had to wipe 3 times to get it all. And this wasn't like just like 1 ply, this was 3 ply, like industrial strength shit. So that's how heavy this stuff was. And, you know, I go to flush it, and lo and behold, it's not flushing. So I'm sitting there like a jackass, pants down, looking down at the toilet, and I'm like, oh god, please go down, you know? So I flush it again, water just starts rising. And it starts rising, but I can see like that near the bottom, it's starting to like unclog just a little bit. So I'm like, okay, third time's a charm. I'm hoping for the best here. Flush it. Was the third time a charm? No. How could it be? This was like, it was so clogged. So this thing is literally at the rim of straight up like this like nasty ass poop water. And, you know, 13, 14 year old me starts panicking. So I'm like, ah, shit. Like, what am I going to do? Like, I can't like have this happen. Like, I don't even know how to use a plunger. Like, what's going to happen? What do I have to do? So, you know, brilliance strikes again in the mind of young Z. So what do? I put the lid on it and I walk out of there and I turn the fan on and I close the door. And I go to the room and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm really not feeling well. Is there any way that like you could take me home? And she's like, why all of a sudden, you know, like what's wrong? I was like, you know, my stomach just like really, really hurts. I just really want to go home. She's like, okay. So I get home and I'm like, whew, dodge that bullet. And I get a text message from her about 30 minutes later, like an hour later, and she's like, oh my God. And I was like, oh shit, like here it comes, here it is, you know, the truth. I tried escaping, I wasn't gonna escape, I didn't dodge this bullet. And she's like, my little brother is so disgusting. He took the nastiest turd in the toilet and he flushed like 3 times. It's at the rim and it's completely clogged. Like the bathroom is like full. Like we can't even use the plunger right now. I don't know what my dad's going to do. My brother's in so much trouble and he's saying he didn't do it, but he did. We all know he did. And I was sitting there like reading this text and I'm like, my face is turning red and what I type is, yeah, fuck that guy. Like, how could he do that? What a disrespectful thing to do. Like, you know, be a man and go man up for it. So yeah, little brother got in trouble big time. Took the fall for me, so that's a bro move by him, but definitely feel a little bit guilty about that. But you know, she was a mean person, so she deserved all of that. Her and her family, crazy people. If you guys want to hear about that story, maybe I'll throw that in the next Throwback Thursday. Let me know what you thought of this episode, guys. I really do appreciate you guys joining me today. As always, hope you guys are having an amazing day, amazing night, whenever you guys are listening to this. It is Thursday, so it is a Throwback Thursday. I don't know why I'm still rambling. Anyways, guys, love you all. Thank you for joining in today. Have a great week. See ya.
Follow Z on Twitter at ZTalks2 or hit him up on IG at Z_Talks. This has been the Z Talks podcast. Follow, share, tell all your friends, and don't be afraid to be a goddamn lion.